Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files.
They were bombing Berlin. We were like their arch enemies. And only 3 years later, they come back to save our city from another dictatorship threatening. So this always appealed very much to me. And I kind of felt that this memory was lost in my generation. I'm only 27 years old. And I think that this historic event should be kept in mind.
Berliner Florian Frerichs is the producer of Bridges, an animated short film about friendship and sacrifice. The story revolves around Saul Bridges, an American bomber pilot in World War II, who is shot down over Berlin and saved by a little German boy and his older sister.
My name is Traute, and this is my brother Lukas.
3 years after the war, Berlin citizens are supplied by the airlift. Saul Bridges returns to Berlin as a so-called candy bomber pilot. He reunites with a little boy and his sister, and this time it's the American pilot who heroically sacrifices his life to save the siblings. Bridges started as a graphic novel by Stefan Warnatsch for the 60th anniversary of the Berlin airlift. The history teacher wanted to tell the story of one man's quest, rather than focus on numbers and facts.
To learn that one man has to sacrifice himself, or at least something of himself, for what he believes in, and thereby make a difference, and thereby give the chance of development for a new era. That is what Bridges is about, and that can be told today, or with the airlift, or whatever, and that's what we actually aimed for.
The short film noir is a directorial debut of Miguel Angelo Pate. The 28-year-old gained work experience on big productions like Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds.
It was just an interesting puzzle because they already said they were going to shoot green screen and that they were going to draw the backgrounds and everything and live action actors. So me as a director, it's the most fascinating part of it was like just, okay, take this story and take all the ingredients you have and try to make the best of it.
Bridges' visual style is very much like a black and white comic. Stefan Warnatsch painted more than 1,000 backdrops for the movie. All the scenes were shot in a green room studio in Berlin. Producer Florian Frerichs explains,
so all the backgrounds are completely hand-painted and then animated in the computer. All the actors, on the other hand, are real.
Over 60 people were involved with the production of the short film. Everyone worked for free, even the big-name actors, like the German TV star Gideon Burkhardt, who plays Bridges. British actor David Gent, who has appeared in a variety of movies, including Braveheart. And German rock musician Bella B., from the popular Berlin band Die Ärzte.
Yeah, the whole project's like a snowball. It started off very small, and it was like laid at the top of a hill, and it started tumbling, and people stuck on, and it got bigger, and then more people stuck on, and it got bigger until it turned into an avalanche.
Bridges premiered on the 12th of May, the 62nd anniversary of the Berlin airlift. Reason enough for American Ambassador Philip Murphy to introduce the movie, congratulate the film team, and say a few words about the significance of the Berlin airlift.
The will to be free and to stand together as friends. That is the legacy of the airlift. That is what this film is all about.
The filmmakers hope to get their 33-minute production into a few film festivals around the globe. It will also air on Arte and the German television channel RBB later this year. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.